you volunteer in this church, you would know that we had our annual volunteer brunch on yesterday. A ton of volunteers were out. We did that at Leo's Restaurante. Those of you who are going to be a part of it, you'll be able to partake of it next year in 2019. But I want to bring due recognition to two beautiful people who are actually our volunteers of the year.
Choices, because every day that we get up, We make choices. There's always a choice, a decision that has to be made daily. And God is saying, what are we doing with the power of choice? What are we choosing? Are we choosing Him daily? And here in Deuteronomy 30, it says, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. 19. I have called heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I set before you life and death, blessings, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Choices. You can't have both at the same time. It's one or the other. One or the other. I love this because God is saying, there's blessings, there's curses. And then he gives us an instruction. And then he tells us what to choose. He says to choose life. We have an awesome gift that God has given us, and that's the power of choice. He's not going to force anything on us. He's not going to hold us hostage or in bondage. He's not going to make us do anything, but he gives us a free will to choose. To choose life, to choose death, choose to bless, or choose to curse. Turn to Genesis 2:15-17. And it reads, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So from the beginning, we see here that God gave Adam, the first man, an instruction. From the beginning, he gave him a choice. And he advised him, he instructed him what would happen if you do opposite of what I asked you to do. He supplied for him a tree that he could eat for food, but he also instructed him, okay, of this other tree of knowing good and evil, I don't want you to touch that tree. I don't want you to eat of that tree. He gave him a choice from the beginning, a free will to choose. So we know the story of Adam and Eve. They chose to do opposite of what God told them to do. And then that, because of that choice, the consequence for that choice was they had to leave the Garden of Eden. Amen? So choices, daily choices. Let me ask you a question. What choices are we making daily? What choices are we making? Just to give you this, it's this funny thing that happened to me a few years ago. Because God, each and every day, He wants us to choose Him. So this funny thing happened. I say it's funny. Someone said to me, you too nice. You too kind. And they said it wasn't in a nice way. So how do you speak to me. I choose Jesus. I choose God. Kindness. And I was thinking, what's wrong? And I started thinking about the nine fruits of the Spirit. I'm like, what's wrong with love, joy, peace, and self-control, and gentleness? What's wrong with it? Choose God. Turn to John 3:16. You have to choose daily to exercise your power of choice. And don't let anyone make you feel a certain way that you shouldn't feel because you chose Jesus. Because you chose Jesus. John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world, we know this, that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So when we're choosing God every day, when we're choosing Jesus every day, we're choosing life. You're choosing life. Life today, and also life tomorrow, because he said that he go away, he went away to prepare a life for us. To prepare a place that where he is, we will be also. So we have to choose him daily. And I know that when we come to God, salvation, we come, we repent, and we receive salvation, and he saved us from our sins. And that's one experience. But God is saying, I want to have a daily experience. What about the other 364 days of the year? Yes, you came to the Lord. Yes, you repented of your sins. Yes, you're going to heaven. But what about choosing God daily? Daily. Because the choice that we make affects our today, our tomorrow, our future. Turn to someone and tell them, now that I've chosen Jesus, look at your neighbor. Stay on his side. Tell them again, now that you've chosen Jesus, stay on his side. Amen. Stay on his side. It's not time to wander off sides. We got to pick a side, choose a side, and stay on it. Stay on his side. It's no time to wander off sides. I love what happened in 1 Kings 18 and 21. The Mount Carmel showdown with Elijah. Elijah said, call the prophets of Baal. Call the prophets of Baal. Call the children of Israel. Call them all together. And if your God answers by fire, then he's God. If my God answers by fire, then he is God. 1 Kings 18 and 21, he says, how long will we falter between two opinions? He said, if the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. But we got to choose a side. You got to choose a side. You can't be on one side and the other side. intimidating, uncomfortable, pressure. And if you stay too long, it's painful. If you sit too long there, it's painful. It's irritating, it's uncomfortable, it's frustrating, it's pressure. And if you sit too long, it's painful. Choose a side and stay on it. Choose a side. Exercise your power of choice. It's either holy or unholy. It's either God or ungodly. Right or wrong. The truth or it's a lie. Either you love me or you hate me. Choose a side. Choose a side. I had a thought. I don't know if some of you see this movie. It's called Behind Enemy Lines. Listen to me, young people, teenagers, young adults. Do not ignore instructions. You do not have to experience everything. You can learn from somebody else what they've gone through and what not to do. I know they're saying that experience is a great teacher. Some things you don't have to experience. You just have to follow instructions and obey. Because in this movie, they were instructed not to fly over a restricted area. But they did it anyway. They ignored the instructions. Just like us, sometimes we ignore the instructions that God gives us. We ignore them. And so they ended up flying over this restricted area. So now they're behind enemy lines, so to speak. They're in an area that they shouldn't be in. And they're taking pictures. So when you're behind enemy lines, the enemy say, you over on my territory now, so I can do what I want. But it's only the grace of God that when we're over an enemy line, that is mercy. Endures forever. So now they're behind enemy lines. One did get killed, but now the other one is running for his life. He's behind enemy lines. Listen to me, teenagers. Follow instructions. Follow instructions. Instructions can save your life. It can save your life. So now he's behind enemy lines, running from his life. And now all the training that he got now is kicking in. So he can live, just so he can survive until he's rescued. And it's something in this movie. He didn't get rescued right away. See, sometimes when we decide to do things that God say not to do, he don't rescue you right away. He'll make sure that the enemy doesn't kill you, but he'll let you go through a process so you can learn, so you can exercise some of the tools that he's giving you so you can go through the process. He doesn't rescue us right away. Because if he did, we would never learn anything from it. We will keep doing it over and over and over training, just like we have to use all our training. Everything. Every single thing. We have to use our tools, our weapons, what God has given us. And some of those tools are praise. Those are tools. They're weapons. They're tools that God has given us. Because our weapons of warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, our weapons that God has given to the church is different from the world. See, He's given us praise and worship, prayer. He's given us love. Do you know love is a weapon? Because the enemy is the opposite. But when we show love, it's a weapon. The enemy doesn't know what to do with it. It's a weapon. We have the power of choice. You have a choice not to gossip. Or to gossip. I have a choice to walk in unity or to sow discord. You have a choice. You have a choice. Yes, to bless someone or to curse someone. You have a choice. You have a choice to be committed to walk in your covenant marriage or not. And not to be a covenant breaker in your relationship, in your marriage, your relationship with God. You have a choice. And God is saying, choose me. Choose me daily. Choose me. Because once you make a choice, there's always consequences. And you have, because of the choice that you made, you cannot blame someone else. Take the responsibility. I have to take the responsibility for the choices, good or bad. I have to take responsibility. We cannot be blaming others for the choice that you made, I made, you made the choice, I made the choice, and I cannot blame anyone. You can't blame your spouse, you can't blame your children, you can't blame God, because He said choose life. You can't blame the pastor. Take responsibility for the choices you made. Three things that just one choice, three things one choice can bring. One of the things a choice, a godly choice can bring. Number one, blessings. Blessings, multiplication, addition, abundance, an overflow, more than enough. More than enough. Turn to Genesis 12, 1 through 4. Blessings because of a godly choice. He followed instruction. Now the Lord had said to Abram, this is Abraham before his name was changed to Abraham. Get out of your country, from your family, and from the father, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those, him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Blessings. He made a choice to follow God's instructions, and he was blessed for it. Here you see that the Lord blessed him. He said that he would make him a great nation, that he would make his name great. This is from following instructions. He said that he would have so much stuff that he would be able to bless others. He said, and you shall be a blessing. And he said, I will bless those who bless you. This is all from following instruction, obeying what the word of God, his instruction, what he's telling you to do. You choosing to do. And this is what Abram did. He chose to do what God instructed him to do. And it says, I will curse him who curse you. He said, and not only that, all the families in the earth shall be blessed because of you. See, one choice, God is saying, one choice. What is the one choice, the godly thing that can bring so much blessing and overflow to not only you and your family, but to your whole neighborhood, to a whole city? What about a nation? Just being obedient and following instructions. I will bless those. I love that, because the enemy cannot curse what God has blessed. He can't. If God has blessed you, then you bless. Don't let no one curse you. Don't let them curse you. It's okay to correct them. And Abram was 75 years old. So I don't know who in here, you 70, 75, but your life is not over because you're a senior. God can still use you. As long as you're breathing, there is still something that you can do. There is still something that you can do. Okay, number two, subtraction. The law of subtraction. When you choose, turn to Joshua 7 and 21. In Joshua 6, let me just give you the background of the story. Joshua, the children of Israel, they went out to battle. They went out to just inhabit the land of Jericho. And God said, when you go into the land, don't touch, don't take any accursed thing in that land. That was the instructions. So in Joshua 7, they go out to battle against the land, the people of Ai. And they were defeated. So Joshua, he was like, I know the Lord is with us. So what happened? Something had to have happened. So he had to seek of the Lord to find out what happened. And the Lord said, there's a cursed thing in the midst of your camp. So what Joshua did, he called everybody to get a confession. You know how when your kids do something and you know they did it, but you just want them to confess that they did it. Sometimes you even saw them do it, and they still denying it. Just like with us, God see what we do and then we deny it. But see, he sees all. So Joshua called everybody. So when he got talking to him, go ahead and just, you know, tell the truth. So this is what it says in Joshua 7 and 21. When I saw among, this is Achan. He said, when I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. Coveted them and I took them. See, he was looking too hard. Say, lust of the eyes. See, sometimes you look too hard, it'll tempt you, and then you'll go ahead and do it. Because you think nobody's looking. I know this is a hard word. But it says, the truth will set me free. 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 He looked too long. I coveted them and I took them. And there they are hidden in the earth in the midst of the tent, of my tent, with the silver under it. He clearly did not get the memo. He didn't follow the instruction of Joshua. God's instruction was not to touch any accursed thing. Don't touch it. He not only touched it, he took it. And then he brought it back in the midst of the camp. So it's not only affecting you, it's affecting your children, it's affecting your neighbor, everyone around you, the whole tribe. I know this is hard. But he didn't follow instructions. And because of that disobedience, it caused Israel to flee. It caused some to die. It caused Achan his life, his family. His choice. He chose to do that. He knew. He was instructed, but he chose to disobey. And let's look at King Saul. King Saul, he chose to disobey, to not follow God's instruction. And what happened? This is subtraction. It was the kingdom was taken from him. And you have Judas, who chose to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. No godly sorrow Turn to 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. For godly sorrow produces repentance. See, when we make a choice and we know that that was a bad choice and we went against what we know is right, there should be a godly sorrow. It says it produces repentance. It's okay to repent. See, we've gotten away from repentance in the church. But it's okay to repent, to have a godly sorrow about what you did. It says godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. Now when we look at Peter, Peter denied Christ. But he looked to Jesus for forgiveness, and he was restored. Turn to Luke 22 and 61 and 62. It said, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, behold, the that's exactly what happened. In 62, so Peter went out and wept bitterly. Godly sorrow. He was godly sorrowful. Subtraction. Some of the reasons I think Peter, and I was just thinking about this, Jesus told him that he would deny him. But could it have been he was fearful? Sometimes we choose to do things because out of fear. God don't want us to fear, for he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Could it have been fear? Could it have been the pressure? The girl telling him, it was you, I saw you with him. You was with him, you're one of them. The pressure, and then all eyes are on him. He was pressured. Choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. No matter what circumstances that you're in or situations, choose Jesus. Choose him. Don't let anyone put pressure on you. Teenagers, peer pressure. No. No. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If you have to walk away, walk away. If you have to say no, say no. Don't let peer pressure get you to do something that you know that you shouldn't be doing. Choose Jesus. He's worth it. And number three, the harvest. With one choice, a choice can bring. It can bring a harvest. And that's when we look at Jesus. He's our example. We are to be imitators of Christ. A harvest. In Matthew 22 and 14, it said, many are called, but few are chosen. Jesus was called to the earth. Jesus chose to come to the earth. He was the chosen one to come to the earth for us. Look at Matthew 9 and 37 and 38. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. We are the harvest. Jesus came. He was chosen to come. He chose to come. He laid down his life for the harvest. And now he's telling us to choose to win the harvest, to be that laborer, to choose the loss. Go win the loss. It's a great harvest. Jesus chose the cross. Not only did he choose the cross, he chose obedience. He chose submitting to the will of the Father, just like we have to pick up our cross daily and follow him. We must walk in obedience daily. When we get up in the morning, Jesus, I choose you today. Jesus, I choose you today. We have to choose the plan of God for our lives. We exercising your choice? Are you exercising it every day? Are you exercising your choice? You have the power to choose to say yes or to say no. Make a choice to endure. Sometimes we're not choosing God choices. We're not making God choices because we need some endurance. Sometimes we're under pressure. We're under hardship and adversity. God understands that. He just wants you to choose Him daily to endure. Endurance, the ability to withstand hardship, adversity, being able to continue and to last through stressful conditions or situations, to keep doing something that is difficult, knowing that the benefit and the prize is ahead of you. We need some endurance. You have to endure. The Bible says in Matthew 24:13, he who endures to the end. You gotta endure to the end. It's a journey. Let's look at Hebrews 10:35-36. See, Jesus functioned in the spirit of endurance. He endured. Hebrews 10. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Some of us are not choosing the right things because you don't have any confidence. Confidence in God. You cast your confidence away that you used to have in God. Don't cast away your confidence in God. It says, don't cast away your confidence, which has great rewards. Your confidence in God and Jesus have great rewards. Don't let the world tell you any different. It has great rewards. Your confidence that you have in Jesus. It says, for you have need of confidence. That's all you need is some endurance. Excuse me. For you have need of endurance. You just need endurance. You just need to endure. So that after you have done the will of God, that you can receive your promise. Make a choice to endure. Make a choice to stay, number two, to stay hopeful. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Some of us, our hearts are sick because we're hopeless, because we've been waiting on some things from God or some things we haven't seen happen yet. So it's making our hearts sick because you don't think it's going to happen. Maybe it's just postponed. Maybe it's coming at a later date. I know it's been years, but you still have to wait on the Lord. Because if you're hopeless, you don't care anymore. And God wants you to care. He cares about what you're choosing every day in your life. He cares about every little choice that we make. He wants you to choose Him daily. Hope in God. Stay hopeful. Stay hopeful. Don't lose hope. The Word of God says that He is the hope of glory. See, He won so that we can win. He who promised is faithful. Choose to stay hopeful. Choose faith. Choose truth. Choose righteousness. when you're hopeless, it can cause you to go under. It can cause you to go under when God is trying to get you over. He's trying to take us to a place. See, Jesus is brilliant and he's a genius at hopeless cases. Your case is not that hopeless that he cannot come in and turn it around. Your case is not, no case is hopeless in his eyes. But the Bible says all things are possible. All things are possible with God. Stay hopeful. Don't forfeit your birthright. See what Jesus did on the cross. You have a birthright. Don't choose to just give it away to the enemy. Make choices every day that exemplifies Jesus. Don't just give the enemy. Don't just forfeit your birthright. And when I think of that, that's exactly what Esau did for a bowl of stew. You've come this far. You've come this far. Don't forfeit it. Don't walk away from it. Choose God, no matter where you are in life. No matter what you have to go through. Choose God. Amen. Come on, put your hands back in place. Choose God. Choose to have faith. Choose to forgive. Choose to love. You have a choice. Exercise that treasure that God has given you. The gift of choice. The choice to follow him all the days of your life. If you don't remember anything of this message, remember this, that every day that you get up, tell Jesus, I choose you today. I choose you today. I choose you. Because you got to choose him. You have to purpose in your heart, in your mind. You have to focus and have your mind and your eyes fixed on him. That I choose him. Hallelujah. If you can go ahead and just stand on your feet today. The power of choice. See, you have a choice. That even when you mess up, that you can repent. And forgiveness is extended to you. And you can be restored. But the enemy does not have that. The enemy does not have that. So I would just like for you just a moment to just close your eyes and just ponder. It doesn't matter about what happened a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or even yesterday, you made the wrong choice. God can always restore if you repent. And he wants to restore. And he wants to get us in the mindset that we choose him in everything. That we surrender in everything. That we obey him, his instructions. Some choices we have made. the same choice that mother, grandmother, grandfather, great-great, we keep doing, it's a cycle. But God wants to break that off for you today. Some of the poor choices that generations made. And it may not even be your fault, but you still find yourself making the same choices. If that is you, make your way to the altar. That you're tired of making the wrong decisions. We all make them. We all make them. But God wants to get us to a place that we're choosing Him.
Waiting down by. Come to this moment, you're able to pray.